I want to talk to you about two lists, and they're about one little word, really, and that word is desire. Oops-a-daisy, I bet you thought we weren't supposed to speak about such things. That is because we usually connect desire with things sexual, or at least physical. The self-indulgence for me of a nice bun, or things we would say we lust over. Now, there's another word we need to look at. Let's say it together and get it all over. Now, one, two, three, lust. That's torn it. It's out in the open. But of course, we can't deal with something if we deny its existence, can we? Desire and lust. If we think we shouldn't have desires, we're in for problems because we can't deny them. Deny them. It's here Paul again, Romans 7:7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I wouldn't have known sin except through the law, for I wouldn't have known what covetousness was unless the law had said, "You shall not covet." Covetousness, lust, longing, acquisitiveness, desire. Brilliant, Paul, on the nail as ever, pointing out that the law and the commandments were there to show us that we had something innately wrong with us, something deep inside us that we could do absolutely nothing about and which we would do well to recognise. The old sin nature. We wouldn't have known what the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, or the pride of life were apart from the law. But now we are in knowledge. We have the information. What we need now is the revelation on how to walk free of this prison that we were born into. Well, thanks be to God, as Paul again says, in Christ Jesus is the answer. He has given us all we need for a life of godliness. Hear Peter on the subject. This is 2 Peter 1, 5 to 9 in the New King James Version. But for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to brotherly godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. It seems to me that it's all about remembering what we've been cleansed from, beating the old habit patterns and staying where we've been put, in Christ. Living from there, as my dear young friend Gregory told us when he told us about heaven. Do you remember? You know who has spent forever in the kingdom and is accustomed to its culture? Jesus. So our new self, the one who is in him, is the genius that all The one who is him is the genius that already knows how to act like a citizen of heaven. Live in and through the new self, and we will be ready. That'll be it then. See you tomorrow, and we really will take a look at those two lists. We can do this thing.